I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Gather around. Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us, live and local now. Yesterday in a court in Pahrump, Craig Mueller, a guy that has been a friend of this program for a long time, he ran for AG, for Attorney General, unsuccessfully, and he is a guy that is very much rooted in the law. He is he went to court seeking injunctive relief relative to who's going to represent District 36 in the upcoming session of the Nevada legislature in the assembly, District 36. The initial reports were that Craig Mueller was unsuccessful in securing injunctive relief. What does that mean? And what does that mean going forward as to who's going to represent District 36? That is the district the late Dennis Hoff won by 68%, something like 68% of the vote. Joining us now, between court cases, is Craig Mueller, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Craig, first of all, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. You aren't exaggerating. I am between court appearances. I'm sitting in the Department 25 ante room right now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we won't take a lot of your time, but tell us what happened yesterday.
Yesterday, the just set the stage for the listeners real quick. Those listeners who aren't familiar with the Southern Nye County politics, the key issue in that race, and Dennis Hoff's race, was water. The one wing of the Trump electorate wanted to impose a water district, like similar to we have in Clark County, and mandatory water from the water district. There is, of course, wells in place, and the people who have those wells are not surprisingly very unhappy about the prospect of having to give them up. Dennis Hoff ran on water. He got an overwhelming, even in death, got an overwhelming majority. And then we end up into political twilight zone. Dennis Hoff, and there's law on this point, I don't know how or why somebody thought to make these laws, but they're actually on the books, says that if you die before the election but get elected anyway, you are deemed to have won the election and then died the first day of your term, so that the replacement becomes what happens at that date. But there are two issues, one of which is the beginning of the word term, which means in the legislature and the state constitution means when the legislature is called into session, but the statute says when you assume office. Now, if you assume office, that would have been yesterday or Monday the 7th, which means the new board would have picked Hoff's replacement. And that Hoff's replacement, the new county commission, was very much in favor of not going with the water district. Nonetheless, the outgoing board, who reached across the jurisdiction lines, pulled the decision forward and propped up, not surprisingly, a man who owns the water company to put in charge of the district. That didn't settle very well. Now, legally, that put us in a position yesterday for asking for injunctive relief. Now, an injunctive relief is when you say to the court, like, look, judge, this is so obvious that we win, you should stop them from doing this right now. The judge went through a number of issues. We were there for about an hour and a half, and then decided that he did not have enough evidence at the moment to grant injunctive relief. Now, the case is not over. There's another hearing settled in the first or second week in February. I've got to get back to the office and work on a brief laying out the full legal arguments. And with a little bit of luck, we might still be able to convince Judge Lane or one of the appellate courts to do follow the law.
Do you have the law on your side?
We have the law on our side, but here's the thing. It's like betting football. You know, you can win the game, but people aren't happy if you don't beat the spread. Now, and when you're asking for injunctive relief, especially when you're trying to get elected officials enjoined, you better not just have the law. You can't win that case by a field goal. You better have a couple touchdown margin if you're going to walk into court and convince a sitting judge to overrule another elected official. So we have law on our side. We have a very fine argument. It's definitely worth pursuing. Judge Lane just ruled yesterday that we didn't have quite enough get injunctive relief. So the case is not over with. I'd say we're down by about a field goal, you know, at the beginning of the third quarter. There's still plenty of football left to be played.
Is there more law to be had? I mean, is it a matter of with more research you may come up with more reasons why a judge should rule in your favor?
Well, that's a great argument or a great question, Ken. There's a couple things you do when you're in this situation. You can either look for every bit of law, and unfortunately, Nevada is getting to be an older state now. We've got 150 years of law, and human beings are very bad at removing old laws. So frequently, you can find stuff that conflicts with somebody's ideas and use that. But the other thing you can do in these situations as a lawyer is you go look at other states. Now, there's a language in the statute that says, you know, there has to be an intervening county election. Now, why would you have that language if you didn't want the new commission to appoint the new legislator? So, and the other thing is the judge did, in fact, set the hearing on a date where he knew that the replacement had already been sworn in. In fact, he went out of his way to change the date on us. So, you know, that he had his view on the subject is, you know, I don't even think, in fact, he didn't even hide the fact. He actually said he kind of thought that he was going to rule the other way, but he still gave us a chance.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. You've got a bad cell line, so we're going to let you go. I know you've got more court stuff to do. But, hey, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew the next court date is, first, second week in February?
I believe it's the 4th of February. I've got to get back and get the brief completed. And I'll give you a call, and I'll send you a copy of the brief once it's done.
That'd be great. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Craig Mueller joining us from the Justice Center. And, again, outside of District 25, District Court 25. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get back to this whole issue of did he fearmonger, or did he educate the public that there is a crisis along our southern border? Do you believe, and we'll bring you new polling numbers, do you believe the president that we need a border wall and that we have a crisis along our southern border? Is this something new to you, or is this something you already knew? Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Your calls straight ahead, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. A new morning consult Politico poll out yesterday. It preceded the president's speech. 79% of Americans believe that our southern border and our immigration problems there is either a problem or a crisis that needs fixing. 79%. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a landslide. Yet, Democrats are saying, oh, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. If you are ringing in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. If you are holding, stay right where you are. In fact, let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. I'm a first-time caller, Kevin.
God bless you.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, this is a huge problem with the immigration just walking in our country. Yep.
Did you hear the president? Did you hear the president's speech? Either as we played it last hour, or did you see it last night at all on any of the networks?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think of the speech? And do you think it changed any minds?
You know, he keeps saying the same stuff. I think he might have changed a lot of minds. I've been pretty set on the thing for a long time myself. I think we need a wall, but I'm not sure if it's going to solve all the problems, but it's going to take care of a lot of the problems.
Wow. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We just freed up a line. That's what Eddie thought. Let's find out what Rosemary thinks. Rosemary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hi, Kevin. I have been on the border from California all the way to Texas, and we need a new wall. We need a better wall, a bigger wall, and even electric wires at the top wouldn't hurt. There's parts of that wall in Naca, Arizona, where there's no wall. There's a big opening, and they just walk right through. My sons and I were traveling in Tucson. We lived there for many years. Illegals got behind us and tried to run us off the road and stuck a gun out the window at us as I was turning the corner. Seven people behind me saw it and reported it to 911. They were transporting marijuana and meth.
Wow.
We need that border wall. And I can tell you, I've seen it. Yep.
How can Democrats, I don't understand when we've got first-person testimony, Rosemary, from people like you, how is it that Democrats can refute it? I mean, it's fact.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer need to get out of their walled community and go down to the border. They've never probably been down there. People who have never been down there. I've crossed that border many times. 10 years ago, it wasn't quite as bad. I have a place down there. I own property down there on the ocean. And I'm almost ready to say, you know what? Going down here is getting to be horrible now. It's awful down there.
Hey, Rosemary, I'm so glad you called. And, you know, I love it on this program that we get first-person testimony all the time, almost every day, from listeners who have a life experience that can't be challenged. I mean, it simply can't. I mean, that's what's so bizarre about this. Tell you what, let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think the president's speech wasn't that effective. I think the way he portrayed it, he kind of, like one of your other callers said, he repeated a lot of the same points. I don't think he really hit it home, even though I'm supportive of the actual policy. I think he didn't connect the dots. You know, he repeated a lot of what he'd said before. And the sad part was that he didn't he kind of pointed out the hypocrisy saying that they voted for it, but he didn't really drive it home as far as saying, you know, things that should be obvious, that who really thinks Democrats care about border security? You know, if the people who call ICE agents Nazis, who in California are creating sanctuary states, who are passing policies that restrict companies from reporting illegal aliens who are working on a job to ICE agents, you know, who have repeatedly said, you know, he should have just nailed him to the cross. And, I mean, I understand his tone being in the Oval Office, but I just think he missed the point of calling these people out to the media, does not call out Democrats who are hypocrites. And I think he had a huge opportunity that was mediocre at this.
Do you wish he had taken more time? He only took 9.5 minutes. A lot of times these Oval Office speeches are like 30-minute long.
Yeah, it's maybe a little bit longer, not too much. I think, you know, you want to keep it short and powerful, but really hit home how Democrats, you know, there's no evidence that they actually want a strong border. I mean, you know, they say they want a border, but they're not for deporting anyone once they're here. You know, so how does, you know, their record and what they're saying just doesn't match up.
Well, no. Hey, but can I tell you, though, and this, Jay, is kind of sad that many of the, in fact, Hannity last night ran a montage, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and they've all been on the other side of this issue. They favored a wall at one point. Now, all of a sudden, because it's Trump, they don't want to give him the wall or the fence or the barrier. And I don't know if you saw it, but you ought to check it out on Hannity's website, because they've got a great – did you see it? And Nancy Pelosi was adamant that we needed a wall.
I don't think anybody cares that they flip-flop. The point that they need to point out that he needs to focus on is that they don't really want this now. Like, they're saying it, but their actions are different. You know, it's they don't want this at all. The policies they're pushing is not even close to what is what they're asking for right now. But we need to change that so we can whip that.
You know,
I think that's where we need to head.
You know what Democrats want is Democrats want a political issue. And it's sad that it comes to this. But it really honestly is. All Democrats want is an issue. They want to be able to beat Republicans over the head being anti-immigrant. I mean, that's essentially what we've got. That is the issue. Democrats want an issue to run on. They want to be able to beat Republicans over the head with an issue. Not with policy, because when it comes to policy, the president's on the right side of the issue. Ask Kate Steinle's family if there's an issue along our southern border. When somebody who had been deported, what was it, 5 or 6 times, ends up killing. Ask the family of the California cop. Yeah, ask them if there's a crisis along our southern border. Coming up, my favorite part of the program. I get so geeked about this. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get a chance to call in. And you get to talk about whatever you want. Here's the number, 844. The number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. If all you want to do is talk about the president and the wall and the speech, that's fine too. I'm going to let you hear this speech again, though. Because if you missed it earlier in the program, it only ran 9.5 minutes, but I'll give you all 9.5 minutes unedited. How's that? If you missed the president's speech last night, don't worry. Stay with us as we continue live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Fire in the belly. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
I love this part of the program. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get a chance to call in, talk about anything that's on your mind. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show. Our lines have been jammed for most of the show. It may have been something we talked about yesterday, earlier in the week, maybe even last week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Let's begin with Stuart. Stuart, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, how you doing? So the reason I'm calling is I get so sick and tired of hearing Pelosi and Schumer talking about, hey, we don't need a wall. Walls don't work. Walls are useless. The guy is so full of BS, I can't believe it. I lived in Israel for many, many years, just out of Tel Aviv. And when the Palestinians were given Gaza, everything was fine. All of a sudden, that wasn't enough. They wanted more, so they would just walk over, drop off bombs, blow up buses, blow up pizza places. The wall went up. Enough. Enough. No more. You're not just walking across just because you can walk across 50 feet of pavement doesn't mean you can come into the country. My grandparents came from what was at the time Bohemia. It's no longer there. And they had to go through Ellis Island. You cough, you sneeze, they put you back on the boat, they send you back to where you came from. I mean, it's just wrong. It's like, okay, I'd like money, so if I can walk into a bank, should I be able to walk up to the teller and say, hey, give me the money, I'm entitled.
Let me ask
you. I'm a little passionate about this.
I sense that. Let me ask you this, though. Having lived in that area of the world, because people have gotten on the president for saying, well, check with the Israelis. You know, the Israelis use a wall.
That's right.
And you've lived there, and it works. I mean, the discotheque bombing stopped. Am I right?
Yes, that is correct. Now, and more than that, the bus bombings, I mean, there was about two bus bombings a month. Just you pick up the bus, get on it, and as soon as the wall got up, that frustrated them so much with the wall, they would dig tunnels underneath to get into Egypt because they couldn't climb over the wall.
Wow.
So, you know, we fixed that. We had seismometers down by the wall, and you could tell when they're digging. Guess what? We would cave in the tunnels. Well, not we, but, you know,
yeah.
Israelis.
The Israeli
and eventually
Defense
they gave
Force,
up and they stopped.
Wow.
But we need the wall.
I will put you down as a wall sort of guy. I like that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, Eddie Hamilton.
Eddie the Eagle,
hey,
what's going on, man?
Happy New Year. I watched the speech last night. That was a great speech, you know. It's now or never. The president has to stay to the bitter end because the reason Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and Schumer that they don't want the wall is because their philosophy now, their political manifesto is to bring in as many illegals as possible. That way they're going to change the red states into blue states. What happened is that when you got people walking in, you can't get rid of them. You keep them. You know, you got the Ninth Circuit Court that says you got to give them asylum. And then when the people are here, they're going to get more population that must be counted in the census. So they're going to get more congressional seats, and they're going to get more Democrats. And like the Soviet Bolsheviks in 1917, the Democrats will control the country for the next 80 years. So that's the reason that they're against the wall. You know, drones won't stop people from crossing the border. You know, once you can cross the border, once you're in the U.S., you cannot get rid of them. They disappear. They go to court. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the president's got to do it now. It's now or never. You got to stand up. He's got to stay to the bitter end.
Now, Eddie, quick question. The Democrats are saying, well, wait a minute. Let's reopen the government and then we'll negotiate. Will that get it done?
No way. We're going to lose the leverage right there. You know, the federal employees, they're getting paid vacation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they're not smart enough to be able to use credit cards, you know, to pay their bills, now there's something wrong with them because they're not hurting at all. They're getting paid. You know, the federal employees, the federal workers, they've got up to 50 days paid time off. Many of us in Las Vegas, we don't even have one day of paid vacation, you know, like a bartender or something like that. So they've got up to 50 days. They've got snow days. They've got Christmas. They've got federal holidays. Can you believe that? You only work 10 months out of the year, and many of them make double of what we make. So they're not hurting at all. You know, they're not hurting at all. There are ways they can, you know, they can get a delay in their mortgage payment and all that. So President Trump, great speech last night. He's got to stand up to the bitter end. We've got to do it, either that or we're going to lose the whole country. Remember, when you can cross the border and you're inside the U.S., We cannot get rid of them. Millions of them. The government has paid $8 billion in the last 14 months. How did they find that money? Democrats never cried about it. $8 billion paid for detention, for wow. health care, for feeding the people. You know, there's that 20,000 miners right now. They just cross over. 20,000. Each
22,
one of them is
22,000. 22,000 to be exact.
Right, and it's costing $750 a day to take care of them.
Wow. Unbelievable. Eddie, thanks, man. I got to move on, but I thank you for the call. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, let's go to Rancho Mirage and go to Bob. Yeah, Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I got in touch with Donald Trump. I emailed him. Robert Frost, good fences make good neighbors. We just need an electric fence with 10,000 volts. It's the amps that kill. The volts don't kill. 10,000 volt, double electric fence, 1,989 miles. $1.5 billion will do it. And the president has the Border Patrol and the Army Corps of Engineers set it up. And the Democrats say they want a fence. I want a fence. Good fences make good neighbors, Robert Frost said. Not a wall, not concrete, not steel. Wire fence, you can see through it. And the landowners who've been suing the federal government since Bush wanted to set up a fence, they'll go along with it because you can see through it. And it will, the people, and we'll put a sign up 100 yards into Mexico. Do not attempt to cut, touch, cross over this electric fence, or you will be self-electrocuted. Most people think that means death, but it doesn't, if it's just volts, not amps. But if they touch it, they'll bounce off of it. And a double fence, because it has to recharge when people touch it, and we want a double fence. And then the Marines from Pendleton and 29 Palms on our side of the fence to make sure that nobody gets through our border anymore.
Wow. I think you would have a lot of trouble, you know, because Nancy Pelosi would be up there on the on the floor of the United States House, and Schumer in the Senate, and they'd be talking about, is this American values? Is this a welcoming nation? The answer is we should not be a welcoming nation. We just should not be a welcoming nation. No, we shouldn't. I mean, we are a sovereign nation, and we have the rights as a sovereign nation to protect our sovereign borders. Period. Now, I understand people are coming for a better life, and they're coming to escape this and escape that, escape a mentally deranged husband. But the fact is, I understand that and I sympathize with it. But we want immigrants who are going to help America be better. That's what we want. And we have every right under God to make our nation what we want it to be. Not what the world wants it to be or the UN wants it to be, but what we want it to be. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. We're going to take a break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. We'll get to Alex. We'll get to John. And maybe we'll get to your call. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local now.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At The Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and it's here, and it's now, and our lines are jammed right now. When you hear somebody ring off, that'll be your opportunity to ring in. I know you have a busy life with a ton of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You missed an interview? For instance, if you missed the president's speech last night, just go to our podcast, Live and Local Now, on demand. Go to the 10 o'clock hour, the second hour, and scroll ahead till about 10:40. We replayed all 9.5 minutes of it. That's what you can do on Live and Local Now, on demand. It's free, and it's there for you. Check it out on our website. Just go to kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free, and try it out right now. At 3 o'clock every afternoon, that day's show, all 3 hours are up and ready for you. Go to KevinWallRadio.com. It's KevinWallRadio.com. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Alex?
I'm Hispanic, and I listened to the president's speech last night, and I think it was great, fantastic. For those of you who are Trump haters, as a Hispanic, I've said this numerous times, just follow the law. That's all we're asking for people to do, is follow the law. So if you want to enter the country, do it legally. Now, some people on the Spanish and the Democratic stations are saying that why would a wall do anything to help the country? Well, like I've said before, go speak to the Hondurans, Salvadorians, and Guatemalans that trekked all the way across from their countries, all the way to Mexico, all the way to Tijuana, and guess what happened? They got stopped at the wall. It's ridiculous to think a wall wouldn't help. Of course it'll help. But sure, I'm for the high-tech items. You know, it could be drones, it could be sensors. But we have to do something that really has never gotten to this point in this country. As much as the information I'm getting on the Spanish news, I understand there's another caravan coming up. So what are we supposed to do? Just let them all come in?
Yeah, there are multiple caravans still out there. Some are just forming, and now that they know that some of these people are getting across, sure, you know?
Yeah, it's really too bad. And unfortunately, on some of the local radio stations and on the political shows, they're so happy that our state has become a democratic, progressive state. And I spoke this morning on the Spanish political show and told them, if you're so happy, then you're going to be happy paying $350 for property taxes a month. I couldn't believe it, but I know of a couple of people that live down there in California, and I couldn't believe it, but it's a fact. And they're not millionaires, by the way. It's their average houses, and you know how the price is in California. So if you want high cost and a bunch of sanctuary cities here in Nevada, you might be very happy, but that's not what I want when I came here to Vegas from California 30 years ago. 30 years ago, this state was Republican, as I remember, and it was a lot more conservative, and look at what we're getting now. So I think Democrat Party in general should be ashamed of themselves, because based on moral issues, they're against me.
Yeah.
They're for everything that's against the Bible and God, and I don't like that. And against our country, sure seems like it.
Alex, I'm so glad you called. Thanks, man. That's so cool to see somebody like Alex that has not, you know, consumed the Kool-Aid, the liberal Kool-Aid, the progressive. I always love it. They changed the word from liberal to progressive. Progressive just sounds better. It polls better. Go next to Drew. Drew, you're next. You're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Hey, good afternoon. I think the president spoke very well on our behalf last night. I hope he gets that wall. These cartels not only involved in drugs, but exploit youth and trafficking is in not only on their side of the wall or border, but on our side. There's a site on this, Daniel Sattel.
You want to join us, you can. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. One of the things we do on a regular basis is we talk with you about what's going on. I did not have a chance to play the entire speech of the president, but I tell you what I will do. I'm going to let you hear a part of the president's speech, and let's go to cut five, because the president, I think, did a great job in essentially highlighting why illegal immigration is a national crisis. This is a cut five from last night's speech in the Oval Office, the President of the United States.
America's heart broke the day after Christmas when a young police officer in California was savagely murdered in cold blood by an illegal alien who just came across the border. The life of an American hero was stolen by someone who had no right to be in our country. Day after day, precious lives are cut short by those who have violated our borders. In California, an Air Force veteran was raped, murdered, and beaten to death with a hammer by an illegal alien with a long criminal history. In Georgia, an illegal alien was recently charged with murder for killing, beheading, and dismembering his neighbor. In Maryland, MS-13 gang members who arrived in the United States as unaccompanied minors were arrested and charged last year after viciously stabbing and beating a 16-year-old girl. Over the last several years, I've met with dozens of families whose loved ones were stolen by illegal immigration. I've held the hands of the weeping mothers and embraced the grief-stricken fathers. So sad, so terrible. I will never forget the pain in their eyes, the tremble in their voices, and the sadness gripping their souls. How much more American blood must we shed before Congress does its job? For those who refuse to compromise in the name of border security, I would ask, imagine if it was your child, your husband, or your wife, whose life was so cruelly shattered and totally broken. To every member of Congress, pass a bill that ends this crisis. To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally, after all of these decades, secure our border.
I loved the president's speech. I thought it was great. Mike, I'm going to give you the last word. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead. Hello, Mike. I was going to give Mike the last word, and now I won't. Tomorrow on the program, Wayne Allen Root. What did he think of the speech? More importantly, did it move the needle? Wayne Allen Root does a nationally syndicated show. He talks to people all across the country. And it'll begin 3 o'clock this afternoon. And I'm going to find out from War if indeed the president's message got through. Are there people whose minds have been changed? I happen to think so. You know, there are the 63 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump. And then there are people who need to have their mind changed. I think the speech was brilliant and that it did change some minds. I mean, right now 79% of registered voters in a morning consult political poll, 79% say our southern border is either a problem or a crisis. A plurality says a crisis. 42%. We'll talk with Wayne Allen Root about that tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local. Now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.